In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear, He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Singing traditional songs, sharing jokes and warm laughter, or simply enjoying the presence of dear friends around an open fire. These are some of the memories shared of Supreme Master Qinghai with her disciples round the fireside. Barbecues evoke a simpler and more natural way of life. When we cook with fuel provided by nature and gathered by our own hands, we feel more self-sufficient and grateful for God's bounteous gifts. With Supreme Master Qinghai's aesthetic yet functional hexagonal design, a vegetarian barbecue could be quickly set up with fire soon ready for roasting seasonal vegetables like corn or yams, or baking delicious homemade chapatis. In Supreme Master Qinghai's relaxed and carefree company, those present during these often spontaneous occasions feel pure happiness in the moment, with memories that remain cherished long after the evening concludes. We reminisce back to these treasured times enjoyed at Supreme Master Qinghai's side in today's show, where Master also offers glimpses into her own earlier life as she speaks of the veggie barbecue parties that were open to neighbors, family, and friends to enjoy. Please join us, honored viewers, as Supreme Master Qinghai shares some simple, economic, and fun ways to appreciate this pure and joyful aspect of life.
Any party at all, yeah, or you have any excuse to make party, just make a veggie party and invite as many people as possible. Mm. You don't have to make a big deal. It doesn't have to cost a lot, you know? Yeah, like vegetarian Vienna sausage, it costs just peanuts, you know? Or you can stream. You can make a chi kebab with peanuts. Raw peanuts and all string together. It look cute. Don't you think so? Well, if you don't like peanuts, you can make some other. That's supposed to be good for you. Chicken kebab. We can make chicken kebab with peanuts, yeah. And if you don't like the color, because it's a little bit dull color, you can put some celery and all kind of like pearls. Wow, they're colorful. And when you grill them, they taste good. Mm. I'm already mouth-watering, can you imagine? Yeah. Yeah, if you have nothing to do, invite your neighbor with some chicken bucks. Yeah? Grill a little bit. Talk. Yeah? It doesn't have to cost a lot, you know? When I first came to England, long time ago, I don't remember either. There was some neighbors, you know, invited me for for like a snack, for tea time, huh? Yeah, you don't have to eat like dinner and lunch, you invite people. Tea party, yeah? Oh, vegetarian tea party? It's pretty colorful, and it's pleasing to the eyes. It's good enough also, you know, apple, all kind of different color of apple. You string together, apple kebab. Who cares? Make some fancy name, you know? Yeah? And a different color of the apple, you know, make this look nice, yeah? Or you string carrot together, yeah, and then you make egg mayonnaise. Yeah, and then you put a little bit of something color in it. And then there's some French salad sauce. They're pinkish, you know? Very nice. I don't know, we have it here. There was a brand called Hellman. Hellman dressing salad. Yeah, but it tastes like heaven. He changed his name, you know. Hellman. Hellman dressing salad, yeah. And it's kind of pinkish, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the one that you use for other stuff, your shrimp cocktail, whatever. It looked like similar, right? And you put a couple of artificial shrimp on it, you know. You boil it, you don't have to do much, you know. Artificial shrimp, yeah, and hang around a glass, you know, and put the pink sauce in the middle, a couple of carrots, you know, the carrot sticks and cherry stick together. Wow, it tastes very good. That's no work at all. For example, even Vienna sausage, you know, those vegetarian Vienna sausage, right? If you boil it, it don't taste that good. But if you roast it sometimes, also not that good. But if you fry it, it tastes very nice, yeah? So maybe you fry a little bit first, yeah, to take the flavor out, and then you smear some barbecue sauce on it, and then when the guests came, it's already cooked anyway, fried anyway, and then just warm it up on a barbecue fire, you know, which is quick, because I tell you what, sometimes the real barbecue took so long, you know what I mean, huh? Yeah, it takes so long to warm the sausage up, and we're so hungry. So you can fry it first, that tastes nice. It don't cost that much, you know? Huh? You don't put the whole sausage in it. You slash it. You know? And then string it together with the carrot, yeah? Maybe if you don't want them to wait too long, then you boil the carrot a little bit in advance, yeah? And then cucumber. And make it colorful and nice. And then smear some of the barbecue sauce, no? Ah, it tastes delicious. I'm telling you, there's no need to cost a lot. And people will appreciate it, you know? Oh, forgot to tell you my story in England. Not that it's very interesting, but since I began it, I told you. But what I mean is we don't have to spend a fortune to invite the neighbors, yeah? So my neighbor invited me for tea, and what she does, you know, those cream crackers, you know, those simple cream crackers, it costs $1 for a package or something. Yeah, and she just smeared some butter on it, or margarine, I wasn't sure anymore. And that's it. It tastes like heaven. I never ate it before. You know, in Vietnam, when we eat, you know. When it tastes good, then we eat more. And the more you eat, the more the owner will be happy, the host. So I keep the tradition of my family. Yeah, very happy, I guess. Yeah, that's all she offered. Yeah, and then a cup of tea. Oh, tea you can drink more, you know, a few cups, not one. But yeah, really, just like that. Yeah, and it's so nice. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big deal, yeah? Or a couple of apple and you slide it, you know, and then, you know, make it like a fan around a dish, yeah? Or some, anything in season, yeah? And you wear a lot of smile, yeah? It would taste delicious. Yeah, no? Make a festival of your life every day. Yeah. When I was still a householder, you know, we make party every weekend. Sometimes the neighbors, you know, sometimes me, but a lot of time me. Yeah, because I love to eat my vegetarian food. I told you already. You'll be surprised. You will be surprised. Yet that your neighbor will come back for more. Yeah, they just don't know it. You know, you invite whoever and make them understand that vegetarian is really beautiful, especially when you prepare with love. Everything tastes delicious, yeah? And they don't know, many people don't know such thing as vegetarian sausage. They never look for it. They never know it exists even. Okay? So you start them off, eh? And then they go wherever, huh? If they want to continue, bravo. Huh? If they not continue, okay, well, we try our best. At least they eat vegetarian once in their lifetime. And who knows, you know? And they stay with you and listen to some good, virtuous thing that you talk about, yeah? And they say, oh, you know what? Vegetarian nowadays, in. We dictate the mood of the day, huh? Yeah, it's in your house at least, yeah? Yeah, that's why I prepare some vegetarian food for you, so you also be in. Yeah. And then you explain to them, yeah, the reason, and say, hey, yeah, taste this. Yeah, I bet you like it. You don't have to tell them vegetarian first, let them taste it first. And later they say, huh, how you like my veggie sausage? Huh? Is that vegetarian? Well, just once a while, you know, offer something else, juice, and, you know, sometimes even fried potatoes, yeah? It's very simple. Hash brown, something like that. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. It doesn't have to be something too fancy. But the way you cook, you prepare, and then you arrange some, even potato skin. No, or not potato skin. What can do also? Yeah, sometimes you put tomato skin around like a roses, and you put another potato skin outside of it, and put another tomato skin, another outside of it, they make like a flower, different color, you know? Yeah, and they don't cost that much, you know? You buy things that in your native country, that is like staple food or something like that, you make a nice thing. Or even cook a big pot of rice, yeah? And chop some sausage, tomato, cucumber, carrot, something, you know, boil it a little bit, and then mix together and spice it, yeah? And then put some my sausage or shrimp, I tell you, very easy, huh? Yeah, put spicy or a little bit of, you know, those ready-made seasoning. Mm-hmm. And then you can cut some carrots, yeah, or cucumber, celery, and some cilantro, coriander. Mm-hmm. That's a must, yeah, because it gives the flavor, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you have shrimp, artificial, you know, we call noble shrimp because we don't eat central beans, so that's called noble shrimp. And now we make it noble fur, you know, like the faux fur. I call it noble fur because it's noble, yeah?
Yeah.
And non-killing. So if you have a shrimp, you chop a little bit. I chop small. So economy. Also, it tastes nicer when all the spice sink in the shrimp, you know? And then chop, whatever you have. Or if you have fish, you know, tuna, vegetarian, chop. Mix it, you don't have ham, chop, small. Mix it with the rice. Okay, cook the rice, put it in. And let the rice cook normal. You know, you can use a rice cooker, it's easier. Okay? Most of the time, even the best rice cooker, they can burn the rice if they don't have a rice cooker. So don't risk it. Buy a rice cooker. If not, you risk it. Okay? It doesn't matter. Either no risk or risk. And then you scrub the bottom. You know, if it burns, you scrub it up, but then it still smells. Mm. Smell the burning, people know that you burn the rice. In Vietnam, if you burn the rice, you don't have no husband. Huh? So if you go to Vietnam, you want to find a husband, you have to buy a rice cooker. Take it with you first. Or buy it over there, cheaper. Now, cook the rice with a rice cooker, non-risk, or without a rice cooker, risk. And put it there. And outside, while it's cooking, you chop the vegetable, any vegetable you have in the garden. You know, though a little bit hard, you know, vegetable, not soft one, eh? Even cabbage, you know, anything a little bit chewy, yeah, hard, because if lettuce come in the rice, you don't see it no more. You know, lettuce is so thin, if you cook with the rice, you don't see nothing, yeah? So people say, what? Okay, so you chop like a little bit, celery, small, huh? Smaller and nicer, huh? But still have color and chop all kind of what is it? Bell peppers,
yeah.
And then ham, yeah, vegetarian ham or vegetarian shrimp, and chop together, yeah, similar size. And then you stir fry a little bit on the pan, seasoning, yeah, and put some Maggi, yeah, or Maggi is more flavor than what than soy sauce. Yeah, soy sauce. If you don't have many soy sauce, fine too. Just less flavor. So taste it. Yeah, taste it first. And then you cook a little bit. Don't cook too much. Not too much oil either. And you mix it with the rice together in a bigger pot. Yeah. And it become we call Yangzhou rice, the Chinese fried rice. Translation: Chinese fried rice. Because in Yangzhou is one of the states in China, they eat it like that, you know. But they don't cook separately like that. First they cook the rice and they put everything together and mix it in there, yeah. But to be safe, you fry it separately. Yeah, a little bit of oil, olive oil, yeah, or vegetarian butter, yeah. Yeah, and then you mix it. That's just be a beautiful pot of rice, you know, everybody love it. And then side dish, you make a big, huge salad. How much it costs a salad, you know? You can buy one package and then 10 people can eat, or five at least, yeah? Two salads is not much, you know? You buy what in the season, okay? Don't ever buy fancy stuff and thinking it's nice, it's not. Even if it's nice, it's not as nutritious as something in season, yeah? Also, it's cheap, yeah? And then you put a bowl of fruit nearby, you know, you can buy those supermarket that have big pack of fruit. It's cheaper than buy one by one, and sometimes it's even nicer, more crunchy, you know. I like those very small apple, and I put in the whole pack. It's a few dollars for 20 of them, and they're very crunchy. Whatever, you know, just a bowl of fruit there, or you make a fruit salad, and then you make another salad on the side, and put a mayonnaise on it. Yeah, or that pinky sauce?
French dressing.
French dressing, yeah, from Helma. Maybe it's a different name then, but make sure no egg, no? And then that's it. And you have a party already, yeah? And you can even more fancy, more variety. You can put a bit crackers with a little cream cheese on it, a cracker with butter on it, yeah? And then you put butter and then you squeeze a little bit of tomato ketchup on it and it look colorful. Yeah, you know some of those round crackers or square crackers, put butter on it and stick a little bit of ketchup on it. Yeah, or a little sour cream and then a little ketchup. It looks so bright already.
No, I just saw it.
Yeah, you can see, huh, the picture, you see? How much would it cost? Not much, yeah? And you can have a party for 10 people, just like that, mm-hmm. Yeah? And then you can offer them, you know, you make your own juice, yeah? Or sometimes you buy a big orange package in the season, yeah? And you freeze it. Or you make juice from machine and you freeze it in the package, in the deep freeze. Whenever you want to have guests, you just thaw one of it, put it in some water, you know? And mix it, and then you have orange juice, voila! Yeah, or any other juice, any other fruit in season, they're very cheap. Sometimes they sell the whole package for just a few euro. Mm-hmm. Or over here, across the street. Cheap. Yeah, you know what I mean? If you know how to organize, you don't have to spend much of money at all. Spending is not a sin. Working to earn it is a sin. It's terrible. Nobody wants it. Yeah. So, and when you work, you cannot meditate. That's why it's a sin. So, if you can work enough, yeah, and then you save the money, then you don't have to work a lot. Okay? Sometimes holiday can be very depressing for people. Yeah. Because you're left alone, yeah? Even shop closed, yeah? Taxi don't run. Nobody work. And then you're left alone. You have so much time that you wanted to have, and now you don't know what to do. You can't watch TV 24 hours. Most of TV is just repeating things, and it's not much, yeah? So every time if you're bored or something, you just ask your neighbor, come by, even one person, two person, yeah? Have a cup of tea. Or just some, you know, cocktail that you make. You can make a lot of cocktail with juice, yeah? Yeah, the seasoned fruit you buy and you puree it. You shell it, huh? And you put it in the machine to puree. Just make it into powder. I like mashed it, yeah? And you mash all kind of juice, yeah? And you put it in your deep freeze. Yeah. And then later you can you know, small portions, like you can mix them, or big portion, you scoop out some and you put together, and then you add a little water, that's it. It's already cold enough to drink. Yeah, and you always have fresh fruit juice, even out of season. It's not as good as the fresh one, but it tastes still okay. Yeah? And it saves you a lot of money. Yeah? When you buy it in season. You can buy a big pack. Huh? Yeah. When I was a householder, I used to buy a lot of plum, you know, those Sveskin. Sveskin. And then I slice it, yeah? And I freeze the whole package. So whenever I want to make Sveskin dachi, I put it out to thaw it, and then I just put it on the pastry and bake it. And it tastes just as fresh as the rice, okay? You can do everything like that with any kind of fruit. Yeah, even slide it and put it in the fridge. Yeah, and then later you can eat it like that, yeah. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to live, okay? So you don't have to work a lot, yeah? If you save $1, that means you earn $1 extra, no? Okay. So you have more free time, more security for when you're older, yeah? So life can be very simple, really, huh?
We thank you for your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in every day for inspiring discussions between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members. Good People, Good Works is up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned, and we wish you an abundance of joy and peace every day. Thank you.